Viter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph. Picking up on Chaf Aleph, about 12, 13, 14 lines down, by the two dots. Gufa. Amar Ziri, Amar Bechinin, Adam Shebishlu. Dam that gets cooked. Ain't no over a love. One's not going to be chayiv or over when they go, if they were to go and eat such a thing. Yaku said yesterday, because it's got to be something that's ro'i to be brought as a carbon. Once it's cooked, it can't be anymore. Yosef Rav Vekamar. So he was sitting and said over this idea, let's say when hardened the blood, and then he went ahead and he ate it. Rashi says, Kamo kafu tahomos. So he hardened and he ate it. Or if they made chelev into liquid, and then they swallowed it, chayev. He's going to be chayev. Chayev because of dam, or because of chelev. Hikba seems to be coming to some sort of heat over here. So we see that even the dam that is cooked is considered over the iser, which goes against the Ziri. So come on, Lokasha. Kansha Hikba Ba'or, in Ziri, he hardened it with fire. Kansha Hikba Chama. In the Bryce's case, it's talking about he did it with sun. Ba'or Lohadar, when he does it with fire, it doesn't go back to its original form, and therefore it can't be used as a carbon, and therefore it's not going to be some mechai for eating it. Right? But if it's through the sun, it's going to go back to its original form, because in fact it can go back to being roi to be as a carbon, therefore it has the status of dam, even when it's hard, and therefore it's going to be a somewhat chayiv for going and eating it. Bechama nami, but what do you mean? Even by the sun, let's say that once it was idchi at the time that it's in that state, so therefore it's knocked off entirely, and therefore it can't ever go back to it, so you should never be chayiv. Why do you say you are? The hum. Boy, I mean, Rav Mani, Rav Yochanan, dam shakar shvachol like, and I'll prove that to you, that concept, because if dam became hard, and then somebody went along, and then they ate it, Rashi says, kosakon taitach v'afil d'chulin, and they ate it, ma, what's going to be the din? Ah, my lay, Rav Yochanan says, hol v'nidche yidche. Yes, since it was knocked off, it's knocked off. Like Rashi says, at this point, we're thinking about the fact, this whole discussion is both chulin and kachim. Ishtik, okay? When Rava heard this, he was quiet. He didn't know how to respond to that idea, the brisa that he's saying. Amalei, so Abaye now says to Rava, maybe an answer. Dilma vade kan mechatos chitzonos. Maybe, perhaps, in the case of the brisa, we're talking about the dam of the outer chatos, kan mechatos apinimios. But here, in the case of Ziri, we're talking about the dam of the inner chatos. And the first case is going to remain good. To be brought as a carbon, even after it became hardened by the sun, and the second one not.
Says Rashi Hakadosh, Ha bechatos achitzonios, the achitzonos, Ha de ketani hakafa hikpa esadam bechama v'achlu chayev v'hu adin l'shel chulin hol v'roi l'kapa v'kachem v'hadam arziri eino aver alo bechatos apinios k'yon parim usir minisrafim v'taimim before shakamon. We're going to see. Omar, so Rava says, Ad kartan milsa da amar Rav Chista. Oh, you reminded me about something that Rav Chista said. Dam shekarsh b'chatos achitzonos v'achlu. If dam of the outer chatos became congealed, and then one ate it, then chayev. They're going to be chayev. V'lokach v'nosa namar rachmano because of a success, and he take it, and he shall take, and he shall place. V'hai bar l'kicho nesinu. And this dried blood is fit for taking and for placing. In the case of Erech HaTos, the Torah says that the blood is to be taken and placed on the Mizbeach. Even dried blood can be taken with one's hand and placed on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it's fit for Avoda, and therefore someone eats it and be chayv. V'chatos ha'pinimius v'achlu. But if the dam of the inner chatos became congealed and one ate it, pater is going to be pater. V'tovel v'hizar rachmano. Because by there it says, and he shall dip and he shall sprinkle. V'hai la bar tevila v'azohu. This thing is not in liquid form to be able to be involved with dipping and with sprinkling. According to Chista, the dam of the outer chatos is going to be good, is going to remain valid even while it's congealed, but the inner chatos is not going to be.
Now, everything we saw now was in the world of the way Rava understood Ze'iri. But what about Rava himself? Even if the dam of the inner chatos became congealed and one ate it, chayiv is going to be chayiv. Since it's equivalent, it's fit for the service of the outer chatos. Amazing, right? So you see, Rava says that since the sun congealed blood is fit for the outer chatos, it retains the status as dam. According to Rava, then the Baisa's din is not limited to the dam of the outer chatos, but also applied to the inner chatos as well. Amazing. Amra papa hilkach dam chamor shakarish va'achlo. If in the case of the blood of a donkey, which is a animal which does not cut him, Rashi's afkishen a royal carbon. If you can remember the lo chayv Torah karis, it's not river carbon. There's dam at all. If we shouldn't be chayv karis of eating it, el al dam a royal carbon, el afilu chamor de ain carbon b'tamei and afilu achichayev. Even the chamor that can't be brought as a carbon, it's still going to be chayv. Back in the Gemara, dam chamor shikosh v'achol chayv going to be chayv. Hol kineg del roi bechatos chidon, since the equivalent is fit for the service of the outer chatos, just like sun congealed inner chatos dam is including the iser, even though it can't be brought, so to the congealed dam of a donkey, even though it can't be brought, it's going to be included in the Yisr. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Ze'iri, dam bein lach bein yavesh chotzeitz, blood, this is talking about someone's own guf, own body, right? If it's moist or it's dry, it's wet or it's dry, chotzeitz is going to be chatzitza. When a person has to go to the mikwah, Rashi says l'inyan tevila, it's a chatzitza. Meisvei, meaning you can't, when a person goes to the mikvah, if a woman, let's say, is tame, or a man is tame, he goes to the mikvah, he can't have something interposing between the water and his own body, and if you have a congealed dam, that's considered a chatzitza. Meisvei, frek the Gemara, hadama, diova, dvash, v'chalof. Here's the din of a dam, ink, honey, and milk. Yveshim chotzin, if it's yavish, if it's dry, then chatzitza. Lach and ink chotzin. But if it's lach, if it's wet, if it's moist, it's not chotzitz. But you just said whether either way it's going to be chotzitz. So more lokasha, had the srech, had the lo srech. In the case of Ze'iri, the dam is sticky because it sticks to the skin and it's not going to let the water get there, and therefore it's considered a chatzitza. Says Rashi, shemaschel is yabesh ledabik tzatz chotzik. When it's like in that sticky stage, it's a chatzitza. Had the lo srech, but in the case when it's not a problem. Rashi says kishatolin bo etzba nimshach v'holich chut. Like when you go and you drag it along with your finger, it makes like a line. So therefore that, it doesn't look like a boing, pull back from the fact that it's sticky. That's considered like it's actually wet, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. Now, we brought up in yesterday the pasuk which says, V'chol karbon min chasecha b'melech timlach, v'lo tashviz melech bris elokecha, me'al min chasecha, al kol karbon chatekriv melech. We have a double lashon of b'melech timlach. The question is, why do you got this double shtick over here? Timlach l'may osa. What is the word timlach coming for? What do you need it for? Look at the Tanya. Look for the following brisa. Bamelach yachol tivoneyu. You would think that what's chayiv to put the salt in a way, which Rashi says, but first the Kaman will explain what this means, but in a way of tivoneyu. Tamid lomar timlach. Therefore it says timloch. E timloch, and if it just would have said the word timloch, then yachol b'mei melach, you could think that salting with salt water is enough. Rashi says muris, the talmud lomar b'melach. Therefore, it says salt. Velo sashbis melach, and you shall not discontinue the salt. Havei melach she'ena shoveses. It's telling you if to bring salt that's never discontinued. Salt that's produced in all seasons, right? Summer and winter. Rashi says Shemetsuya bekayitz bechorf umelach sdomis hayam mashlicha laagpa. Okay, veizu, what type of salt is that, says the Gemara? Zumelach sdomis, this is talking about sodomite salt. Like Rashi point out, the sea is always throwing it out to its shores, all the time. Uminayin shem lo matza melach sdomis, and maybe melach isterakonis. How do you know that you can bring isterakonis salt? Right, there's a certain area that's talking about. Rashi is melakarka nasis ubide adam. Talmud lomar takriv. On every offering you shall offer salt. Takriv kolshu, and that means it's implying whatever it is, whether it's sodomite or it's istrotikon, it is able to be used. Takriv mikol makom, and he says takriv from any place, that means even from something, Rashi says v'filu mechutzar, it's even from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Takriv v'filu b'Shabbos, and this is something even on Shabbos, Rashi says im karban siburhu, v'ashminan demelichasa navodahi v'udachi Shabbos, v'toma Kesharavodus. You have to go and be dochev for this, right? So says Rashi. The Gemara continues. Takufafila betoma. Right. This is laws that are brought on a carbon sebor, that are brought even on Shabbos and even in the state of tuma. It's saying that salting is considered in avoda. So in the case of a carbon sebor, it's going to override the Shabbos and the laws of Shabbos and the laws of Toma. Right? Without this, you would think maybe it's only Shechita, Zriko, Lach, and Kabbalah that are going to be overriding Shabbos and Toma, and not these secondary things like salting. So I was telling you, nope, let's see this also. Now let's go back to that word that we didn't even explain what it meant. Maitivonehu. What does that mean when it says with salt? If it would have been just like that, then we would think that the salt has to be put in the way of tivonehu. Maitivonehu. What does that mean? Amar ula hachikama yachal yisbonenu. You would think that what's needed is yisbonenu, which is like a type of application of salt that's so heavy, ketevin batit, like straw that's kneaded into clay to make bricks, very thick. Rashi says yitin melech harbe. Ketevin betit, that you have to give tons of stuff. Therefore, we need the pasuk to tell you not like that. That's what tivoneo is like, tevin. That's what that lashon is. Amrle abaye yachi. Really, that's what it means. Tivoneo means yisbonenu. Yisbonenu mi bayle. Then let us just say the word yisbonenu. Why are you saying the word tivoneo? Tivonehu. Ella, Amar Abaye, Yachlu Yasenu Kebinyan. You would think it has to be done like a binyan. Rashi says Melech Harbe Shual Shua, like one line on the other, layers and layers on top of each other. Therefore, it comes to tell you that you don't have to do that. Amar Le Rava, Yachi, if Tveu is talking about that you have binyan, then Yivnenu Mibarle. Let's just say the Lashon of Yivnenu. Ella, Amar Rava, Yachl Tivunehu. You would think that it has to be done in the state of Tivunehu. My Tivunehu, what does that mean? Amar Avashi Yachal Yitain Botam Kabina. You would think that the salt has to put flavor in the carbon, like Bina, like someone has an understanding of something. Rashi says Kabina Ba'adam, like someone gets it. So you only need to put a small amount of salt, because then you'll notice, you'll realize it. Tamad Lomar Timlach, you got to salt it, which means it's got to be more than that amount. So Tachlis Ketsurosa, how does he do it? Mevia Ever, he brings the limb of whatever, you know, animal. He puts salt on it. He flips it over, he puts salt on it again, and then he brings on the carbon. He brings on his back. Amar Abaye, v'chin l'kidei, right? Also, when meat is salted for the pot to remove the dam, that's what you got to do in order to remove the dam. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, the melech shel gabe ha'ever. Salt that's on the aver, that's on the limbs, molin bo, one can do me'ila with it by getting any personal hanah from it. If someone does that, it's over chayv carbon me'ila, and if they pay, and all that jazz. Shel gabe kedesh, but when the salt that spills onto the ramp, at the top of the mizbech, ain molin bo, there is no me'ila. When it comes to that stuff, Rashi says the shuv ain't a roi because it's not roi anymore at that state. Rashi says shala kevesh, right? That's on the ramp. Shenofel sham kishemolchin es ayverim. When you're salting an ayverim, kederim lekamon b'shlosha mekomos nesuna. That kind of stuff is not going to be mila. From Rav Masma Maikra, what pasuk do you have that backs up this concept? It's something that's on a limb. Can cause someone over chiv of mila. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, it's talking about the ola. It's going to be brought by bayit shlishi. V'im divneli bayit shlishi shmolto etzleinu shmolto etzli v'im davi mashiach v'im davi shalom. As davi oto hayom. V'beri aminu. He crafted him before Hashem. He shlicha kohanim aleihem melech ve'alu osam olal Hashem. The kohanim are going to bring the carbonos before Hashem. The kohanim are going to throw salt on them, and they shall bring them up as an ola to Hashem. So it's saying this whole shtickle over here at the find the carbonos and the salt is considered an ola to Hashem, since the salt is part of the carbon. Therefore, it's going to be chayv mila if a person gets hanui from this yah. Tinana sam. We have a Mishnah over there, Alhamelech Vala Eitzim, in reference to the salt and the wood of the Mishnah, that you are Kohanim Neosin Bahen, that the Kohanim can get Hanah from them. It's a Mishnah Shkalim. There are a bunch of things that are going on over there. Two of them are about the Kohanim's right to get Hanah. Right? There's seven things that are mentioned over there.
Says Rashi, "B'sachas shkolam ashivat dvarim histu beisin amir tanai beisin ve'elu shnayim hem ala melech v'ala etzim shel kodesh." Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela lekarbanim. Right, this is only in reference to their carbon. Aval achila, but it was the eating. Lo, the kohanim cannot get hanaf from it. Now, kosaka daitach, ma'alik karbanim, right? You would think, maybe you would thought that, what does it mean in reference to their carbon? Limloach karbanim. Their mutter, it's mutter for them to salt their karbanos with the salt of the Beis Hamikdash before putting them on the Mizbech. La'achila, and what does it mean when it says the concept of la'achila for eating? Rashi says, "Limloch karbanim olosam uminchasam shehem ivian," that they go and they bring. And what does it mean? La'achila, achilas kachim, that their achilas kachim cannot be accompanied by the Beis Hamikdash salt, but they can be. It can be. You know why? Hashem lochos kachim yavinan. Now that it comes out that to salt the hides of karbanos are given to the kohanim, they have permission to use it. La'achila kachim lo yavinan. But to give them to be able to go and to eat, we don't give them. How does it make any sense? They're allowed to use it for this. You're not allowed to use it for that. How does it make any sense? Tanya, it comes that you're saying that the salt was stored in three locations: Belishkas Hamelech, the chambers of salt, Falgavi Akavish on the ramp, and Rosh Hashanah's back, and Tavan in the back. Belishkas Hamelech, in the chamber of salt, Shesham Molchin Oros Kachem, because they would salt the sacrificial hides over there. Agabe Kevash, who started on the ramp, Shasham Mochem et Saivera, because there they would salt the limbs. Barosh Shasham Mizbeach, and it was started at the top of the Mizbeach, Shasham Mochem et Komets, there they would salt the Komets. Bil Alevon, Vik, Vehektoris, and Michas Kwanam, Michas Kwanam Mashiach, and Michas Sasachem, and Olas Oaf. They would do all those things right over there. From this place, we see that the Evarim were salted in different location. In a different location than other, the sacrificial limbs were salted in a different location than the other sacrificial things. Now, the brisa we see that the hides that were given to Kohanim were treated with temple salt, and it makes sense to say that if the Kohanim were allowed to use the salt for that purpose, then they're certainly allowed to use it for eating it. So Shmuel doesn't mean to say that they were also to use the salt for this food. Elamai lekarbanim, what does it mean lekarbanim? La'achilas karbanim. It's talking about the eating of their portion of the carbon. The karbanim can use temple salt when consuming kachim. Umai la'achila, what does it mean la'achila? Achila dechulin. It's talking about using chulin food. The karbanim can use the temple stuff for achila of kachim, of chulin, even though it belongs to them. Chulin. Pshita, obviously, why would you have to tell me that? My bo hasam, what is chulin food doing there in the Azara in the first place? It's also to bring chulin into the Bet HaMikdash, right? She says, right, so my bo hasam chulin ba'azara. So the Gemara explains, no, why it needs to teach the Kohanim can't use it for their chulin. Afal gav damamar, yochlu, even though it says that they shall eat, shir yochlu ima chulin and chuba, that the Kohanim eat chulin and chuba with the kachim, kedei shetein echelos alasova, so that it should be eaten in a state of satiety. That says you eat it, it should be, you know, not just a small amount. Afil hachi melech the kachim lo yavilu, still we're not allowed to give melech the kachim on the chulin part that you're eating along with it. Since the Kohanim are mutter to eat chulin with the kachim, you would have thought that sometimes you'll have to use the salt for that also. But you have to tell us that that's not okay. Amar Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina brings a raya. Hachanam is tabard. Yisak adaitach mayel karbanam lemloch. If you thought, what does it mean? That means to salt it. The karbanam are mutter to salt their carbon. Their karbanas with the salt of the Beis Hamikdash before burning the Mizbech. Then we have a problem. Taima de'asni be'din. De'asni be'din. The Mishnah is being mashma. The reason Kohanim could use the temple salt is because the Beis Din said it. Halo, Asni Beis Din, lo. But if Beis Din weren't master, then we wouldn't be able to do such a thing. Hashta, but now, accordingly, now that you're explaining that the Matir is the salt of their karbanos, the Yisrael Yavinon, it comes out that to Yisrael, we give the salt without a Tanai of Beis Din. L'Kohanim lo Yavinon. When it comes to Kohanim, we don't give them the salt without a special Tanai, which makes no sense. So when Shmuel says the karbanos, he He's talking not to the carbonas that kind of bring, but to the ones that they actually eat. It's time to the Bais. Yachol ha'omer re'elai mincha. Someone says a mincha is upon me. Yavim melech mitoch beiso. He brings salt from his house. Kedosh, maybe levona mitoch beiso. Just like he brings a levona for the mincha from his house. Rashi says, by the levona mitoch beiso d'chsev, v'nasan alei levona v'hadar v'hivir al b'nei Aaron. So it's coming from your house. V'denu, and logical makes sense, never hevi. Never heavy mincha heavy melech. Never heavy mincha heavy levona. My levona mitoch beso af melech mitoch beso. That's what one would have thought. Oklachet darzu, or maybe you would actually look at it the other way. Never heavy mincha heavy melech. It says bring a mincha and bring melech and bring salt. Never heavy mincha heavy etzim. My etzim mishal tzibor is etzim the wood has to come from the tzibor. Af melech mishal tzibor something that has to come from the tzibor. As well. Nira lemidoma. So let's try to figure it out. Now we have a choice of comparing the salt to the mincha or to the levona. Mincha, comparing the salt to the mincha to the levona or comparing it to the wood. Let's see which one is more similar. Dan and Davar knowing b'chola zvachim. Midavar knowing b'chola zvachim. On the one hand, we can say, let's learn out something that applies to all the zvachim, meaning salt. So something is all the zvachim, meaning wood. V'atochiach levona. And the law of levona shouldn't prove anything. She'en regis b'chola zvachim. It's not with all the zvachim. Oklach derech zu. Maybe you say the other way. Danim davar abayim b'kli echad. Midavar abayim b'kli echad. We should learn out a law that something that comes with the minchas in a single kli, salt, you know, from another thing that comes with a mincha, the single clue, which is levona, not etzim, shein abayim ima, but echad doesn't come to the echad. Talmud lomar, because not sure where to go, bris melech olami, we have a pasuk, it says, by the salt, it is the eternal covenant of salt, lalom romer, and it says, by lechem apanim, eis b'nei so, bris olam, ala holam, mishal sibor, afkam mishal sibor, just like the lechem apanim is coming from the sibor, from the funds of the sibor, so too, the salt also comes from the sibor. Right, so we see that from the brisa, that it's mutter to use the temple salt for the karbanos. And it makes sense to say that the kohanim are mutter to do this also. And therefore, Ravina is saying that the rabbinic tenai allowing the kohanim to benefit from the Beis HaMikdash salt refers not to its use in the burning of their karbanos, but in the eating of the food, the carbon food. Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Halchim Rav Shisha Bid Rav Idi, Lo Nitzcha El Leben Buchri. This tenai that the Kohanim can get enough from temple salt is needed only for Ben Bruchi, who says the Kohanim, unlike other Yidden, are not chayev to give a machzeh shekel every year to Beis HaMikdash. The Talmud looked at the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Heyed Ben Bruchi biyavne kol koin sheshokol einochote. Any coin who gives a half shekel hasn't sinned, which means they're not chayev to do it. Rashi Shemeshi Shikla Lizkos Ba'adar, Enochota, Mizgami Enochota, Echad Chathila Lomachaya, Vitaimim first, Vesachiskolim, Dirsev, Kola over Ala Pikudim, Vishavit Levi, Lo Nifkat, Vialfagav to Ikalimimar, Hod Vaisi, Chulin Lazara, Filachi Enochote, Kinu first to come on. If he doesn't have to do it, it's considered being Chulin, it's a problem, which is not, I'm not worried about, we'll explain. Amar Lo Yochan Mizakai, Lo, no, that's not true. Ki Ella, Kol coin chain or shokel chote. Any coin who does not give half shekel, he actually did a chote. Really, the archa have to do it. El shokohanim doshim mikra zela atzon. The kohanim expound from the pasuk, the following pasuk for themselves, for their own hana to avoid giving the machzah shekel. V'chol minchas coin kolil tielo lichreichal pasuk says. And every mincha of a coin is to be entirely burned. It can't be eaten. The kohanim has said, okay, if they were to give the machzah shekel, any communal carbon bought with it would be partially theirs. So for they said, hol v'omer, v'shtei alechem, v'lechem apanem, shalanui, since they're ours, heich ne'echolin, how can they be eaten? Right, the mincha of a coin has to be entirely burned. But the Torah provides for the consumption of these three minachas. Right? The Kohanim, therefore the Kohanim don't give to the machzitz hashekel. Now, Ula ben Bruchi, according to Ben Bruchi, kevidil chatchil lo mechayev lasuye. Since a kohen is not chayev to go bring the machzitz hashekel in the first place, kibayis he namichon to him. When he brings, he's sitting. It's komayal chulin azar. He's being chulin azar. And for the Gemara, damayis you must alone the tzibor. Must be the kohen and bring the machzitz hashekel, and they give it to the tzibor. And according to that, the machzitz hashekel is not considered chulin anymore. Sakadai dechamina. Okay, so now what did Rav Shishi mean that the this Durabanan Tanai allowing Kohanim to get Hana from the salt is needed, all according to Ben Bukhari, because according to Ben Bukhari, second to Kamino, you one would have thought, beep, turn the page. Chafezim Amarav. Hizachi Lurachmana, that to who did the Torah give the right to use the Machzor Shekel for the salt? Li Yisrael, the Islu Lishka. To the Israelim who have a portion in the Lishka of the Machzor Shekel. That's that chamber of the Machzor Shekel. Rashi says, Lishka Limloch Karbanam, Michel Hektish Li Israel who Zakalu. It's for Yisrael, Mishum the Islu Lishka. They have a Lishka. Kloma Shame, Nostra Ashkolim, but Lishka, Shemehan Nikta Melech. From there is where they buy the Melech. Have a Kohanim Shain Chayav and Lishkol. They're not Chayav to go on to give. Lolahachi Itzrich Tanoi. That's why you needed the Tanoi. Right, Kizachi, the Israel does go. Look, the last Lishka, they don't have a Lishka for the last Shekel. The Torah didn't give them the right to use amongst the Shekel for salt. Kamash Milan, the Mishnah, therefore, is coming to tell us that the court, was the Beis Din made a Tanai Beis Din, that the Kohanim are allowed to use this salt for their carbonos. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to show you all a great day.